Welcome to Ramblings from a Loft, a podcast without a theme, recorded in my loft. No, I wasn't lost up the garden. I've just been very busy. Welcome to the latest Ramblings from a Loft. Well, I have been busy. So busy, in fact, that I'm now trying to catch up from the end of June. Talking of catch-up, since last writing, I've watched the whole of Peaky Blinders, start to finish, the last series of Mayhem's MC, and a few good films on Netflix. The latest thing is bat-watching. We have recently noticed a couple of bats flying around in our garden about 10 o'clock in the evening. So the other evening, I decided to go out and sit in the garden and watch to see where they came from. Wanted to make sure that it wasn't from our roof. It wasn't from our roof. We did think that it might be next door, as they seemed to have what looked like droppings by their guttering. But it doesn't seem to be from there either. They must have birds instead. The bats appeared to vanish across the garden the other side. Now, if you've ever tried to film bats flying, you have my sympathy. Certainly with a phone, it's a nightmare, even if you can guess roughly which way they're going. Tried about three times. That's enough for now. After the bats, of course, we spotted a hedgehog. So then that was the thing to look out for each evening. I've tried to get it on the camera, but that seems to have a mind of its own at the minute. It's either recording once every minute, or it doesn't do anything after about 8 o'clock in the evening. And I haven't changed any of the settings. Maybe I should. Still, we haven't seen the hedgehog for a couple of weeks now, so that phase seems to have passed. With the stamp duty holiday, things were busy at work. Now that that has ended, things have quietened down a bit. So the other week I finally got around to refelting the roof of my mother-in-law's shed. Earlier in the year, a large swathe of felt blew off of the roof during some high winds. I patched the roof up with the end of a roll that was in the shed, with the promise of redoing the whole roof sometime before the autumn comes. About 6 or 8 weeks ago, I went to get something from my dad's shed, and the shelves along the back wall had fallen down. He has these shelves crammed with glass jars full of nuts, bolts, screws, washers, etc. So thankfully, only three of them had broken. The back wall was absolutely sopping wet, and the weight of the jars had pulled the screws out. Obviously, the roof was leaking. I went up onto the roof to inspect the damage and found great gaps that had weathered away, leaving the wood exposed, and holes where the water was getting in. Another roof to refelt. I managed to patch the holes with adhesive and small strips of felt, and then, a week later, I went back and I did the whole roof. So, I've now done two roofs. One was a flat roof, the other was pitched, both almost the same size. And of course, each one needed one roll and one strip of felt. I reckon that it's been about 15 years since I last re-roofed both of these sheds, and I probably only used felt guaranteed for five. This time, I've used 10-year felt, so I don't think that it'll be my job next time. I still need to do the timber trim around my dad's and board over the rotten slats at the back, but the roof is good. Once I've fixed it up, all I need to do then is get rid of the mice. So, I'm under the impression that Saturday mornings were for running. Every Saturday morning, if I'm out and about, all I ever see are runners. I assume that they are either going to Park Run or going home from it, or just too cool for Park Run and are out for a Saturday morning run. Sunday mornings, on the other hand, are for cycling. Quite a few Sunday mornings recently, I have had to take my daughter to work, as for some reason, the trains are just nowhere. I don't know if it's because lots of train crew have had a good Saturday night and don't show up for work, or what. But for some reason, more often than not on a Sunday, they just cancel random trains and throw the world of travellers into chaos. She works in St Albans, which is about 15 miles from our house. And as we approach the city, we usually see the first clutch of fully lycra-clad cyclists, mostly middle-aged men. As we get into the city, this is followed by two or three more groups of cyclists, all in their club colours, and some from other relatively nearby towns, all out for their Sunday morning cycle ride. I've just been to a wedding, the first wedding that I've been to for almost exactly 5 years, and the couple that we sat behind were the couple whose wedding that was. After the service, I went over to chat to a couple of blokes that I used to play football with 20 odd years ago. I asked how they were and what they were up to. And in the course of the conversation, one of them was telling me that with a few others, they go cycling every Saturday morning. I asked if they went in full lycra kit. And of course they do. They're middle-aged men out cycling. But on a Saturday. The other thing about the wedding was that I was wearing long trousers. Now I'm pretty sure that the previous wedding I just mentioned was the last time that I wore long trousers. I'm back in shorts again now, obviously. We've been away on holiday, and as is usual when we get back, most of the plants in the garden have died through the lack of watering. I did, however, have the foresight to dig up all of ours and my dad's potatoes before we went. There was a fair crop, nothing too large, just a bowl full of small to medium-sized ones. But they will keep my dad in potatoes for a few weeks. The new potatoes that I planted are in and have been eaten, and very nice they were too. All of my onions are now safely gathered in. Some of them are huge, and there are about 30-odd of them. So, they should last us for a while. I have, unfortunately, let the radishes go to flower, and the rocket that I grew has probably gone over. None of my other seeds came to anything, due, I'm afraid to say, to lack of attention and underwatering on my part. Could do better. Must try harder next year. My strawberries are a constant failure. Every year I sort the plants out, water them, tend them, feed them. They produce flowers and I get about 4 strawberries and that's it. Next year I'm going to rearrange how they're laid out and make a concerted effort to get a bumper harvest. The tomato plant, I only have one, is absolutely huge and has a bumper crop of good-sized green tomatoes. Trouble is, they're all still green, with only 3 or 4 having gone red. And at this time of year, if they're still green, the chances of them turning red are very slim. More green tomato chutney then. My son has been home from university for about a month now. I would say that the house was quieter without him, but most of the time he's in his room or out somewhere, so we barely know that we've got him. Except obviously for the mountains of washing he brings home and the mess in the kitchen. Oh, sorry, that's his sister. And in fact that the shopping bill seems to go up. Although I can't work out why, as he doesn't actually add that much extra to what we have. But it goes up anyway. He's due to return next week for his 3rd and final year. How time flies. And for all I've said, we will obviously miss him when he's gone. Mainly though for all the reasons above. And hey, he'll be back for Christmas. Love you, son. Well, Thank you very much for listening, and I do hope you'll join me again soon for more Ramblings from Aloft.